copy, or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
We've spent $2 trillion in Iraq. We've lost thousands of lives. We've got wounded warriors who I love all over the place.
Donald Trump standing by his comments that invading Iraq was probably the worst decision ever made in the history of the country. Trump tells NBC's Today Show that it also led to the destabilization of the Middle East. He says the U.S. has totally lost the war in Iraq.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more.
Carolina Courtroom, USA's Tammy Rose reports.
Albert Taylor is accused of shooting a 17-year-old at a South Carolina bowling alley. Jamari Fair, Dennis Gibbs, and a 15-year-old are also facing murder charges, but none of that seemed to faze them.
What are these cameras for?
It's for news media.
Now I got a question.
Oh, the news media? What's up, y'all? Man, you following me on Twitter?
Follow me on Instagram, Luca Bradshaw Jr. Snapchat.
The victim's great-grandfather shook his head as he listened to the outrageous outburst in court.
I talked to his mother just the other day, and she just getting the house and getting his room all straightened out, and then just 3 or 4 days later, this happened.
I'm Tammy Rose.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
A diabetes drug could help lower the risk of recurring strokes and heart attacks. A trial done at Yale University finds that the drug sold as Actos decreased the number of cardiovascular incidents by nearly a quarter through a 5-year span. A different study done in 2006 found the drug reduced risk for heart attacks and strokes, but not for those who had experienced one previously. People who undergo heart surgery or suffer a cardiac event are typically prescribed a cardiac rehabilitation program as part of their recovery process. Dr. Leslie Cho with the Cleveland Clinic says cardiac rehab is one of the best things the heart patients can do to improve their odds of survival, as well as their quality of life.
We have designed an exercise program. You exercise in a hospital with an exercise physiologist, with nurses and doctors, and we gradually build up your exercise capacity.
Cardiac rehab is a 12-week program that's suited to each person's functional capacity. Patients will typically exercise 3 days per week for about an hour each day, in addition to meeting with a nutritionist. And most cardiac rehab is paid for by insurance after you've had a heart event or a surgery. Dr. Cho says multiple studies have shown that folks who do cardiac rehab actually live longer, have fewer heart attacks, and less need for repeat hospitalization. And she urges people who don't think it's worth their time to give cardiac rehab a try.
It's really crucial because it's not just about exercise. It's about learning how to eat, learning to stop smoking, controlling your stress factors. It's really a crucial part of having a healthy life after your heart event.
I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Flemington, it's 26 degrees, clear skies, calm winds, 10% chance of precipitation. Today is Friday, TGIF. It is February 19th, and we're going to have a mix of clouds and sun early, followed by cloudy skies this afternoon, a high near 40, wind southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy and a low of 31 tonight, wind southeast at 5 to 10. And the next 2 days, buckle up, baby. This is sweet weather. Some clouds in the morning will give way to mainly sunny skies for the afternoon. A high will be 58, wind southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunday, cloudy and a high of 55, winds west at 5 to 10. Monday, mainly sunny and a high of 47. Tuesday, partly cloudy early, followed by mostly cloudy skies and a few showers later in the day. We might have some snow showers later that day and a low of 31 on Tuesday night. Wednesday, showers in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon, a high of 45. Temperatures in our area? Well, we got 24 up in Glen Gardner, 26 over in White House Station, 24 at the County Complex, 25 in Ringo's, 25 in Lambertville. That's Good Morning Hunterdon and Hunchamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and Hunter.com. I got Patrick and Steve, or Steve and Patrick. We're going to argue about top billing in just a minute. Steve Bailey, Patrick Gregory are the hosts of Home Sweet Home, which has been on Hunter Radio for about 7-8 months, close to a year now, and they used to be at 1 o'clock. They moved to 11. And I had the pleasure of sitting with them during the Business and Home Expo. And funny guys and really a lot of expertise. So going to talk to them a little bit about their business, talk a little bit about their radio station, and talk a little bit about life in Hunterdon County. So good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Chris? Well,
thanks for having us.
Hey, this is Big cool. Seat. Patrick has been busting down my door trying to get on the show, and I made some arrangements for you, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he hit me over the head and said, "You got to start cornering him. We got to get on his show."
Hey, you got to market yourself,
right? That's right. That's right. I love it. Now, Patrick and Steve, we have a little Hunterdon Chamber Radio group where we're trying to make improvements, think of ideas, and you two took the bull by the horns and grabbed your show and started to make some evolvements with it. And we as the elder statesmen of the radio, I've been on for 4.5 years now, appreciate how the passion that you guys bring to it. So
thanks.
It's nice to see and find out the thinking from the new set of hosts as to how this is all working for you. So we'll get to all that in just a minute. But
sure.
First, let's get started with a little introductions. I got Steve Bailey. And Steve, just tell us a little bit about you and your biz.
Thanks, Chris. The business I'm in is I'm a home inspector here, and not to be confused with our our building inspectors are co-friends. I'm on the commercial side. If you're out to buy a purchase a property, or whether commercial or residential, my game plan is to come in and help my clients understand what they're buying. And really simply, we take the time to evaluate the property, walk through it. There's, it's I'm a licensed inspector in the state. I'd like to say guided, but I would say we are legislated to by the engineering board of the state. So there are definite steps we go through to make sure that we have our clients up to snuff on what they're about to purchase and maybe some of the details they didn't know about.
Cool. We're going to get into this in a little bit because I got some questions about this. But everybody who's ever made a purchase, business or residential, it's been in their best interest to have an inspection.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Even the mortgage companies want one.
Oh, yeah.
So it needs to happen, and it gives you some advice as to how to even negotiate your final purchase.
Absolutely.
So cool.
Absolutely.
Patrick, what's your gig, man?
Yeah, I've been in business since 2005, and I really appreciate coming on the show with you.
Hey, thank you.
I'm at awe at the way that you're using the soundboard. I'm trying to, you know, because Steve and I, we kind of trade off once in a while.
No, Pat's the engineer.
he's touted me as being the
program manager, engineer, head of state, you name it.
Yeah, and when we have the co-host.
Washer.
When we have the co-host, there's always that
a little bit of friction.
The friction that goes on. It's funny. Jen and Jim do that, and when I was doing some shows with after I was here, and Chris Phelan and Richard would come in, and we'd have three of us, and we would all sit there and try and figure out who's gonna be the one that has to run the board. So,
amen.
This is all brand new to us, and we're just having a lot of fun with it because it takes us out of our regular role as you know what we do.
It's cathartic, isn't it?
It is.
I think so. Yeah.
It is.
And
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
I'm winning the evangelicals over Ted. And, you know, Ted has proven to be a major liar. He lies so much, nobody's ever seen anything like it. I've dealt with a lot tougher people in my life. He's like a baby.
Trump is looking ahead while riding the momentum of three straight victories in the Republican presidential nomination contest. Trump told Fox News that he's hoping to do well in the home states of his closest rivals, Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
Well, you know, I do very well in Texas. I have tremendous friendships in Texas, and Ted is the sitting senator there, but we have a sitting senator in Florida, and I'm number one by far in Florida.
The Republicans are now focused on the 12 primary elections and caucuses on Super Tuesday, March 1st. At least three deaths are being blamed on severe weather from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. Two people died when a twister struck a trailer park in the town of Convent in southeastern Louisiana. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that more than 100,000 Americans have a serious lung disease that very few people know about? I'm Dr. David Lederer, co-director of the New York Presbyterian Columbia University Interstitial Lung Disease Program. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, is a severe, irreversible disease causing scarring of the lungs. IPF can seem similar to other diseases, so many people with IPF may be undiagnosed or misdiagnosed for years. Symptoms include a persistent dry cough, shortness of breath, and a Velcro-like crackle in the lungs, which a doctor can hear. IPF generally affects people over 50 and is slightly more common in men, with a 5-year survival rate worse than many cancers. Diagnosis is important, as treatments are now available. The Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation strongly recommends you see a pulmonologist if you experience shortness of breath that limits your ability to walk up stairs or hills, or an unexplained persistent cough lasting longer than 8 weeks. Go to pulmonaryfibrosis.org to learn more about IPF.
A Supreme Court vacancy will stay unfilled until next year, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
This nomination will be determined by whoever wins the presidency in the fall.
Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee not to hold confirmation hearings for any Supreme Court nominee from President Obama. That pledge coming in a letter from GOP committee members to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who says,
I agree with the Judiciary Committee's recommendation that we not have hearings.
McConnell saying the next president will select a nominee to replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia. In Washington for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ohio Governor John Kasich is reportedly under pressure to drop out of the Republican presidential race. Political reports GOP leaders are urging Kasich to suspend his campaign in favor of Florida Senator Marco Rubio and the so-called establishment candidate. Kasich finished deep in the pack in last night's Nevada caucus, and a new Quinnipiac University poll shows the governor losing the Ohio primary to billionaire Donald Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Presidential candidates in both parties are looking ahead to Super Tuesday. The five Republicans and two Democrats are focused on the 12 primary elections and caucuses on March 1st. Voting next Tuesday will include the so-called SEC primaries across the South. On the Republican side, nearly 600 delegates will be up for grabs. That's almost half the total needed to win the party's nomination. Facebook is offering a facelift to their iconic like button. This morning, Mark Zuckerberg and his team unveiled the new reactions tool.
The way that it will look in your newsfeed is that as you're scrolling through newsfeed, if you want to react to something, then all you need to do is press and hold on the like button, and then you will see a menu appear or a dock appear with all of the different reactions.
Facebook's product manager, Sammy Krug, says the five new reactions include love, sad, wow, haha, and angry. Krug says the new reactions were added to the like button to have users empathize more with posts made by their friends. She says if users are on their smartphones, they will need to hold down the like button and the reactions list will pop up. Ford is recalling thousands of vans and pickup trucks in two separate recall notices. Over 51,000 Ford Transit vans have a possible problem with the rear seatbelt buckles. The second issue is with F-150 pickups equipped with contoured front seats and the massage option. The computer system may not recognize an adult passenger and think a child is in the seat, causing possible injuries in a crash. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
And good afternoon, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. This show is all about interaction with social media. We have our phone lines open. It's now 2:17 in the afternoon, Eastern Standard Time, here in our Flemington studios. If you'd like to give me a call here in studio about design or anything related to your home or interior, the phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Alrighty, let's take a look at the weather this afternoon, see if it's changed a little bit since this morning. The National Weather Service is telling me that it's currently 45 degrees with a lot of fog and mist. I just drove in and it was pretty treacherous out there. This afternoon, there's a 100% chance of showers and fog with a high of 58 degrees. Tonight, it's 60 to 100% chance of heavy rain and breezy, then showers likely with a low of 49. On Thursday, it's mostly cloudy, then slight chance of showers and breezy with a high of 51. Thursday night, a 20% chance of slight showers with a low of 30. On Friday, it is mostly sunny, then mostly breezy with a high of 37. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 22 degrees. Very cold on Friday night. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 38. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 29. And on Sunday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 51 degrees. Well, I am Richard Scuderi, and I'm back in studio. We had a wonderful show this morning at 10 o'clock. My guest was Scott Harrington of Robert Allen Fabrics, and we talked a lot about fabric and what was trending. And that's what we're all about in the afternoon, too. Calling in with your experience, calling in or contacting me on social media during this hour or during the week. Let me know what you're working on, what's trending, what you like, what you don't like. Again, our phone lines are open, and it's 908-237-0410. I did get a lot of questions since we were on the air last week. And this question comes to me from Lauren in Reddington, New Jersey, and she's looking to redo her kitchen, and she wants to know what's trending as far as kitchens are concerned. Well, good question. And in my practice, I noticed that lately I'm doing a lot of kitchens, and I'm getting more and more requests to redo kitchens. And I do see some things that are trending and very popular right now. And I'm gonna basically work from the floor up, because there's a bunch of things I see trending. But I do want to preface it by saying that just because something is trending doesn't mean that you necessarily have to follow the trend. If you want to do something different, go ahead and do it. As long as you stay within the framework of the architecture of your house, I think you could bring individuality to the mix. And, you know, as long as it's well done, it will probably be very well received. That being said, I'm going to start with the flooring. And one of the things that's trending now is that hardwood floors are back in kitchens. For a while, it was people wanted tile surfaces. They felt they were easy to clean. They felt that the wood might wear out. And then if you had a first floor that had hardwood floors, the kitchen was always separate, and it would be done in some sort of a tile or stone surface. That seems to have gone away. And what people are doing, whatever the first floor of the house has, many of you have oak floors or whatever the wood tone is, they're carrying that wood tone through the rest of the house. I'm going to sneeze, actually. Excuse me. I'm sorry about that. The pleasure of live radio. Anyway, hardwood floors seem to be what everybody's looking for now. And what they're doing, again, is they're taking, if you have whatever your board is, if you have a 2 1/4 inch board, if you have a wider board, if it's oak, if it's maple, if it's cherry, whatever it is, they're adding new flooring, and then they're staining it to match the rest, so as if the whole first floor was the same. So I would say very much trending is hardwood floors in kitchens. They are definitely back. Colors of hardwood floors are changing again. They have been classically dark for the past 5 or 6 years, but I'm starting to see a couple of different things. There's a trend towards a grayish look to the floors. And also, believe it or not, in a new way, whitewash floors and pickling are back. So some things to look at, because there are some changes in flooring coming. But I would say for the most part, if you did a mid-tone dark floor that matches the rest of your house, you'd be in good shape. The next thing that I see trending are painted cabinets. I'm not seeing a lot of stained cabinets, either light or dark, and I'm seeing painted finishes. And the classic shaker style cabinet door is the most popular, the most requested. I'm working on 3 kitchens currently. All 3 have picked a simple shaker white profile. They came into me with that as their request. So that continues to be the trend: medium dark hardwood floor, white shaker cabinet, toe kick underneath. And then as we go up the kitchen cabinets to the sink area, the sinks are continuing to be one large bowl, not divided bowls. Kitchen sinks lately are as deep as they can possibly be. Not divided. And I'm not seeing as many China sinks anymore. For a while, we had a trend of the farm sink. The problem with the farm sink, the China farm sink, is that the apron, actually, when you press against it, you get very wet from the sink. So they've sort of come out of fashion, the farm sink, and we're back to the undermount stainless steel deep single bowl sink. So that's very popular as well. Another change I'm seeing happening a lot now is that people are going towards quartzes, as opposed to granite. I'm seeing a lot of requests for quartz surfaces. Again, a stone surface, but a quartz happens to be a man-made stone surface. So I'm seeing a lot of requests for quartz as opposed to granite, although granite is still very popular. In the granite, I'm seeing lots of, or quartz, I'm seeing lots of gray tones. If they're doing granite, it definitely has grays running through it. If they're doing quartz, they're doing a lot of light color quartzes that look like Carrara or Calcutta marble, but they're done in quartz, or Carrara marble. But I'm seeing lots of grays. So medium dark hardwood floors, typically oak, matching the rest of the house. White shaker style painted cabinets, stainless steel undermount single bowl deep sink, and quartz countertops. That's definitely trending. Then faucets. The single faucet has remained popular. Functionality outweighs beauty, I think, in this case. A variety of styles. We're sticking with silver finishes. I would say that still the number one request for faucets is nickel. Satin nickel is popular. I'm not seeing very much burnished brass. I'm not seeing very much other colored finishes. A little bit of chrome, but mostly still nickel faucets. And typically the faucets are higher lately to accommodate a stock pot. So that's something I'm seeing a lot. Backsplashes. Backsplashes, subway tile, subway tile, subway tile. Either in 3x6 subway or in new is elongated sizes. I did one the other day where it was 2x12 or alternating backsplashes. But the backsplashes are typically that subway staggered shape. Very popular. I'm not seeing as much 1x1s, mosaics. I'm still seeing glass, but not as much glass, but a lot of subway tile as the backsplash. Under counter lighting. We're seeing a lot of LED under counter lighting now for task lighting. And the LED bulbs have come a long way. Very popular to have great task lighting. Center islands. Center islands continue to be, even in smaller kitchens, if they happen to be tiny, the look of a center island as opposed to a peninsula continues to trend. And center islands are often great because they contain additional storage. Use of the a cooktop on the center island is becoming more and more prevalent again, where people, instead of having a range that faces a wall, you're now facing out. So I'm getting a lot of requests for them. I'm no longer seeing, in the beginning of my career, people were putting second sinks or vegetables in their island. That seems to be out. Either the surface is just flat for dining, or there's a cutout for a cooktop. So that remains to be very popular. And then gray paint on the walls. No wallpaper, no faux painting, but gray paint on the walls. So those are some of the things that I'm seeing trending on kitchens. So good luck with it. I'd say go to Houzz, go to some of the great websites for kitchens, even just Google Kitchens 2016, and you'll get wonderful images. Okay, we're going to take some commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation.
regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My next question came to me from social media during the week, and this came to me from Lisa G., and she's in Lebanon, New Jersey, and she has a two-part question. The first part of her question is, what are some of the new colors I can try for my home? And the second part was, can I paint over existing wallpaper? Well, let's backtrack a little bit and talk about painting over wallpaper. I am not a fan of painting over wallpaper. I think to get the best result, you have to have the best base. So there are methods that you can use to remove wallpaper. I would go to your local Benjamin Moore or Sherwin Williams dealer and ask them what they might suggest for you. I might also even just take off a sample of the paper and bring it with you and start with fresh walls. You can paint over wallpaper. You'd want to use a bonding primer to make sure that the paper underneath doesn't buckle. Sometimes something happens when you paint, and that's that there is moisture in paint. And even if you're not painting over wallpaper, when you paint a wall, a piece of sheetrock has paper in front of it. And when that paper gets wet, sometimes what's underneath the surface, whether it be taping or a seam or so on, it becomes exposed because of the moisture in paint. So you have to be very cognizant of that and make sure that you start with really clean, very well done, tight walls. So again, I don't recommend it. It is possible to do it. Many years ago, people didn't prime before they put up wallpaper, and it has been the case on certain occasions where the paper just doesn't come off, or if you take the paper off, you're getting the sheetrock with it. So you can use a bonding primer. One of the ones that I've been recommended is Stix, the brand Stix, that has a primer first, and make sure that the seams of the paper don't open up with the added level of moisture with the paint over it. But I do not recommend it, and I would go all the way and start with beautifully finished walls, prep them for wallpaper, and then follow the wallpaper. It will last longer, and you'll have a better finished result. The second part of your question had something to do with the colors that I've been using a lot lately. I'm going to give you some different ones this year. For 2016, because I do see some new colors emerging. Typically, they're on the cool side of the scale, but there are colors that I'm really starting to like. One of them is a color that I've used successfully in the past couple of weeks twice and two different homes in different areas. It's called Beach Glass. It's a Benjamin Moore color, and it's called Beach Glass, just like glass on the beach. It's a very subtle, soft sea blue color, more blue than green, but very pale, and it pairs well with white bathrooms, gray bathrooms. Even if you did a black vanity, the pale blue color is really quite soothing. So Beach Glass is one that I recently used and liked a lot. That's a Benjamin Moore color. Another color that I've been using a lot lately is Revere Pewter. It's a historic Benjamin Moore color. You can use that. That's a color that's become quite popular. Edgecombe Gray is another color that I've been using a lot lately. Those are grayages. That's a combination of gray and beige or gray and taupe, and they're good for big areas like hallways or transitional areas as a good base color. Whereas maybe 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, we were using tans with white trim. Now it seems that we're using grayages, a combination of gray and beige with white trim. There's another color called Gray Owl I've been using a lot. It's becoming more and more popular. It's a soft, light gray. There are two trim colors that I'm liking a lot. One is called Simply White, which is sort of a soft white, but it doesn't have a color to it per se. And the other one is called Super White. Because the colors are getting paint colors are getting so much lighter, you really need a strong trim color for your trim doors and ceilings so that these new lighter paint colors are identifiable. They're more of a color. Because when you take a paint color and you put it against very pure white, it makes the color look a little bit more intense, and you're going to want that in your home. Kendall Charcoal If you're looking for something dramatic, like for a fireplace, is another color that I've been using a lot. Palladium blue, which is sort of actually a soft blue-green color. I've been using that a lot. So those are some of the colors that I have been using and have worked well for me. All right, we're going to take some more commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design. If you'd like to call in, our phone lines are open, 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And I am back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer for the past 18 years in the tri-state area. I've done many, many, many projects from smallest condos and townhouses to building major homes and working on commercial projects, restaurants, shops, and so on. Through the years, I've seen quite a bit of different things that have enriched my palette, and I'd like to bring some of those tricks and ideas to you on the airwaves. Feel free to call into our show. The phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. If you want to text me, you can do that also. I get them all week long, and I do have it on when we are doing this program. That's 908-884-0770. Just also wanted to let you know that we're having a great sale right now, 20% off all accessories in the store. And my store is located in Maven Hill Interiors at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. We're next to Ideal Tile, right at the circle. Come in and check us out. We have some great prizes and some beautiful pieces of furniture for you to look at. All right, my next question came to me during the week as an email, and this is from Gary. And Gary is saying that he wants to redo his master bath, asking any suggestions on what he can do that would make it more current. Okay, well, a couple of things I've been working on recently is some baths as well. And I think master baths need to be special. I don't have any pictures attached to this, so I don't know what your space looks like. But the first thing that I want to recommend, both for ease of use and for resale, is if you have the space, have a dedicated double vanity with two sinks. That's something that people really like. There is a new trend, and that is that you do two sinks, but each sink has its own vanity. So whereas years ago, the space was that you'd have one huge mirror that went to the wall, like a plate mirror, and then a vanity with two sinks over the top that were over-mounted. It's changed a little bit. We're not doing the plate mirror anymore. We're doing individual framed mirrors underneath each sink. The sinks are undermounted with the surface on top, the granite or marble or quartz surface on top. And then the trend lately has been that each person has their own vanity with full storage underneath. I have to say, I don't like that, and I'll tell you why. For two reasons. One is you get a space in between the two vanities, which is really basically a waste of space. The second reason I don't like two individual vanities is because with one counter surface, if you have 5 feet, if you have 60 inches of space, you have a lot more room. So if you want to put down a hair dryer or a toothbrush or whatever else that you have to put down, you can put all your things down and you have a lot more surface area. And when you're getting ready in the morning, it is nice to have surface area right in front of you. So I would stick to a vanity, make it work if you can, to do a double vanity, one vanity, undermount sinks. I like the new shapes now where the sinks are more square as opposed to a rectangular, as opposed to a round sink. Great surfaces out there now. Spend some money on a beautiful quartz top, perhaps, or granite or marble in that space. I do tend to like these days for bathrooms, white bathrooms, so I might want to have a nice white vanity. Definitely plenty of storage underneath. As far as tile is concerned, there are so many wonderful tile options. But the trend right now is towards white for white bathrooms. So I probably do something of a white tile, a large tile. But I'm also a fan of, for smaller bathrooms, using those small hex tiles that you see, or maybe some inlays of a hex tile every once in a while that has a dot of color in it. But I do like nice, crisp white bathrooms. As far as a shower is concerned, I would have my shower surround have 3x6 white subway tile, and I would have a beautiful shower pan. I would have the ceiling also in the shower be framed out in that 3x6 and then have some sort of an inlaid design in there. I would do a frameless shower enclosure. Definitely, shower curtains have gone out. So you want to have a frameless shower enclosure in there. And then as far as a freestanding tub, tubs are important to have, even if you never use yours for resale value. You want to have at this point, either a soaker tub or an air tub. It's not so important as it used to be to have a jetted tub as they used to. They've come out of fashion a little bit. But you could get what they call an air tub. You want a freestanding tub with no deck around it. You go right into the tub, and there's a back filler that fills the tub up. Lots of white, clean. A lot of the colors I've been using for painting master baths, I'm using a lot of spa colors. Lots of blues and greens and beautiful, soft spa colors. And then the new look is actually to drop a light fixture. If you have the height and the space, to drop a chandelier, to drop a beautiful decorative piece to show off the height in the space. That's something else that we're doing. So some definite ideas of things that I've been using for master bathrooms. Keep it large, keep it open, keep it restful, and keep it light. Okay, we're going to take a couple of more commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm here every Wednesday, first from 10 to 11, with Modern Design, where I bring in other industry leaders and I pick their brains and give you the best ideas that you can do to make your home special, what's trending, what you can try, where you can go to find special things, and so on. Our afternoon show on Wednesday is all about interaction with the public, questions I've received from people during the week, projects and things that I've worked on, and we do have open phone lines here in studio, 908-237-0410. We do get an occasional call. We don't get a lot of calls. Most of you listen to me in the podcast, which is after the show is live, but I do enjoy when I do get phone calls. I certainly get enough during the week when we're not on the air. I do collect and read them. I get a lot of interest on social media and questions that are asked also on my email, so I do appreciate it. And one of them that did come in to me this week, which was through social media, came from Jennifer. And Jennifer is asking me, she has a new home and she has to do window treatments, and she needs to do a lot of them in every room. And she's asking me for some local resources to do off the rack curtains and window treatments. And I'm going to give you some sources that I think that are quality, some more than others. But there are a lot of resources for off the rack panels. Before I do that, one of the things that you want to keep in mind is, and I don't know what this home looks like, but the trend is to hang your curtains. If you're going to actually do curtains, you want to hang them as high as you can in the space. If it's an 8-foot ceiling, it's going to give you more height. If it's a 9-foot ceiling, it's going to give you more height, and it's a nice look. When you do purchase window treatments, you want to think of two layers. The first layer is for privacy, and that is what I call the under treatment. And with the under treatment, if you can, the look is to put that within the framework of the window. So if the window has depth to it, and you're going to do a blind or a shade, you want to do that what's called an inside mount, or do that inside the window and have that be the under treatment, and that controls the privacy. That could be a roller shade, that could be a Roman shade, that could be a wood shade, that could be a blind. A lot of us do blinds. And then you have the finish treatment if you have a second layer. Maybe panels, like stationary panels or drapery panels, if you will. And those you want to hang higher on a rod. That being said, and that being the general look, Country Curtains is a place that I seem to go back to again and again for a high-quality pre-finished drapery panel. There are less expensive resources. It is not an inexpensive resource, but they are always lined. They're always weighted well. They last a long time. So I recommend Country Curtains, and the closest store to us is in Chester, New Jersey. Again, they're a great resource. I've been using them for many occasions. And they do have a toll-free number that you can order to get their catalog. And that number for Country Curtains is 800-456-0321, 800-456-0321. And you can also go to their websites, which is countrycurtains.com, and take a look at what they have. But they are a great resource. Again, not inexpensive, but one of the things that they do I like now that they've added recently is they will hem your panels. So if you have an unusual size and you don't sew, they can make them fit your space. I've been telling a lot of people that have older homes to go to the longer length, and typically drapery panels come in three lengths. The shortest is 63, which no one should ever use. The next one is 84, which is good. That's going to basically, for most homes, take you just right to where the framework of your window is. But the size that I like to use is 95 or 96. And that size often, if you have 8-foot ceilings, is a little bit too long. So they will hem them for you and right at country curtains. So that's a great resource. Some of the other unusual resources for stationary panels in our area, one of happens to be a very local resource, and that is Home Goods. Home Goods happens to carry, and they didn't a lot in the beginning, but they're beginning to carry more and more pre-done drapery panels. A lot of them are lined. Their pricing is very inexpensive. They're not the same quality as the ones in country curtains, but some of them are quite good. A lot of them are between $20 and $25 a panel, very reasonable. Most of them tend to be a little bit more on the contemporary side, with the grommets and so on. But they're a great resource for inexpensive panels, especially when you have to do so many rooms. Another resource, believe it or not, for drapery panels. They don't have a big selection that I like, but if you go to Lowe's, the closest Lowe's to us is in Flemington. Lowe's carries the brand Waverly, and their Waverly line, I think, is a little bit more quality than some of the other stuff they have in there, but their Waverly panels are terrific. They also are an excellent resource for drapery hardware at great prices. They carry Kirsch. They carry name brand hardware. The reason that I like, if you're just starting out or you have to do a whole house, Lowe's has terrific price on blinds. You can do your white blinds, the 2-inch composite wood blinds. And if you're a DIYer, do-it-yourselfer, they're one of the most economical resources for a quality blind. I do prefer them over Home Depot. Although blinds are also available at Home Depot, and I have purchased them for budget-conscious clients. I don't like the drapery panels. Home Depot has drapery panels. I don't care for them there. Another resource that you might want to try locally for drapery panels, believe it or not, if you can get the color right, would be Burlington Coat Factory. Coat Factory is more than coats, and they do have a line of accessories, selective accessories, and pictures, and they do carry stationary drapery panels. You know, draperies have changed a lot through the years. Years ago, people used to use draperies that were full panels that you would close, and that would be your privacy. It's not very good looking from the outside, though, to have drapery panels that close. In the later years, typically, a drapery panel is just a width of 54 inches, so it just frames the outside of the window, and it's the under treatment, the blind or the shade, that gives you your privacy, and it is a very nice look. JCPenney's, there's not one in our area, but JCPenney's actually is a good, inexpensive resource if you're doing your whole home for drapery panels. They have very good prices. They have a good selection. And you'd be surprised some of the resources you can go to. You know, when you have a whole house, it's really nice. There's nothing better than custom. If you can do custom and pick beautiful fabrics and have them lined and interlined and steamed, that is really the way to go. You're going to be living with them for a long time, and if you can do it right. But when you purchase a whole home and you have to do every room in your house and you don't want to go without for a long period of time, there are wonderful resources such as Country Curtains, such as Burlington Coat Factory, such as Home Goods for your drapes. So I recommend those to you. I hope they work out well for you. I think we'll be able to take one more question. We're at 253. And let me skip through here and see. And this comes to Brian. And it looks like he's in Bridgewater, New Jersey. And he's looking to get some new rugs for his home, and he's looking to find some resources. Well, I'm going to begin at home, and I share my space, many of you know him, with John McLean from Rugs to Riches, and he really has wonderful stuff, both oriental or your classic, more traditional rugs, but also a lot of contemporary pieces, and he can make custom rugs. So if you wanted to do something organic, like a sisal rug or something with texture, he can create that for you. He can bind them. He can put a beautiful border on them, and really has the best. He can get things turned around very quickly, and he's a wonderful resource for rugs. I highly recommend him. Sometimes if you go to Home Goods, if you're on a budget, Home Goods used to have a very big collection of rugs, specifically in the 8x10 range, finished rugs. They seem to have diminished that in the stores these days, and they don't quite have as many rugs. They have a much smaller selection, but if you can make that work right, that is can be a good resource for rugs. Burlington Coat Factory, also in Flemington, New Jersey, has rugs. Flemington Department Store is a good resource for economically priced rugs. Not of the same quality as Rugs to Riches, but they do carry rugs, and some of them for certain situations would be a great resource for you as well. All right, we have to take one more commercial break, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They have helped people grow food in communities around the world. They've taught millions of people to read. They've brought clean water to villages, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But here's the thing. Each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,000 and one. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary membership at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
And we are back with Modern Design. We just have about 1 minute left. I want to thank you for tuning into my program. And please feel free to get in touch with me, what you'd like to see on the program. We're going to have some specialty things coming up this year. We're going to have guests in the second hour. We're going to be making some changes to the afternoon program, but I'd like to hear your feedback. If you want to get in touch with me during the week, the phone number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770, or come visit me at 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. Thank you, everybody, and I will see you next week. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
The easier thing to do is to give in to the most extreme voices within their party and stand pat and do nothing.
President Obama says he recognizes the politics surrounding the Supreme Court nominee are hard for Republicans, but he says he expects the Supreme Court nominee will be given a hearing and a vote by the Senate Judiciary Committee.
I'm going to do my job. We are going to go through a process, as we have done in two previous Supreme Court vacancies to identify an outstanding candidate.
Yesterday, Republicans on the committee said they will not give a hearing or a vote to any Supreme Court nominee from President Obama during the remainder of his term. Donald Trump hit the jackpot in Nevada's Republican caucuses. The billionaire businessman came in nearly 20% ahead of his closest GOP rival, Marco Rubio. This is USA Radio News.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our